All right, we ready, Mackenzie?
Recording in progress.
All right, welcome to Planning Commission. Thank you for being here. We have Commissioner Ward with us joining via Zoom or whatever we call this now. We will open it up to public comments. If there's anyone here that has a public comment that is not pertaining to an agenda item, now is the time to come forward. Seeing that there's none, we will move to agenda item number 3, consideration of a site plan amendment approval for the Big D North Salt Lake Yard at 171 North Cutler Drive and adjoining 912 West 100 North. And Kurt Olson is the applicant. Is Mr. Olson here? Thank you for being here with us. And Mackenzie.
All righty. So this is a site plan amendment for a property that's already existing in uses. They are actually just upgrading their facilities to bring in some of the outdoor storage that they currently have and actually stow it away so it's not just all over their outdoor storage area. The property is located at 171 North Cutler Drive, and it's connected onto 912 West 100 North by the backside. They are both zoned general commercial, and all the neighboring properties, with the exception of Foxborough, are also commercial. So here's just an aerial of what's existing right now. As you can see, they have outdoor storage in the center of the lot. The building up on Cutler is currently used as an office with some warehouse, but it's underutilized because of the way it was completed originally. And then the building that faces 100 is a wood shop. So as you can see in the staff report, I went digging to see how this was approved way back in the early 2000s, because it technically would be a conditional use now, and we wanted to make sure that we weren't expanding something that wasn't permitted originally, which my findings, as you can see, everything was permitted, everything went through the proper processes, and so this is a legal use, and if anything else, it's grandfathered in. The existing conditions on the property. On 171 North Cutler Drive, there's 3 existing structures. Like I said, the structure that's closest to Cutler is currently used as a office with storage. There is kind of like a lean-to type structure on the west side of that that's attached. It is just open-faced. So part of this application is to put an addition on the front of it that will enclose it and expand the space just a little bit. And then there's a temporary structure that you can see on the south side of that property that's on the Cutler Drive. And that is made of Connex boxes with a temporary roof. That will be demoed and removed as part of this site plan. So that building is going away because the storage they're currently using in there will be moved into their new structures. 912 West 100 North, that property currently has outdoor storage, and then the one existing building that is a wood shop with some supporting office. As far as driveways go, currently they have one driveway off of Cutler. As part of the site plan, they're requesting permission to do another drive. Well, they have one driveway off Cutler, and I'm sorry, one existing driveway off 100 North. And part of the site plan, they're requesting a second driveway off 100 North down at the cul-de-sac. That driveway is in compliance with code regarding separation between the driveways and driveway width. And the wall that will be separating and guarding the outdoor storage from 100 North is pushed back the 20 feet from the street like our code requires. And the gate should swing inward, and everything like that is compliant with code, and we are not concerned about the clear view because it is set back so far. So Big D Construction has operated at this location in some fashion since early 2000s. They are expanding their operations there in that they will have approximately 18 people at the location. I assume that's more office type of personnel, and then the coming and going that you typically see with construction yards. Their typical hours of operation are 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And as I stated previously, the project is driven by the desire to upgrade the facilities and improve storage by converting some of the outdoor storage to indoor and improving the functionality of the property. As far as parking goes, The applicant is required to provide 28 parking stalls, two of which must be ADA compliant. They have provided 29 stalls, so they're one above what's required, and two are ADA striped. There is one up on the main office building and one down on the wood shop. As far as landscaping goes, the applicant is subject to our new landscaping code that was passed in June, which requires general commercial properties to have a minimum of 15% landscaping, but the Planning Commission can reduce that requirement if they deem it necessary in support of water conservation efforts or when enhanced landscaping is put up on the fronts of the properties or concentrated on the fronts. Additionally, no more than 5% or 5,000 square feet of that landscaping can be sod or turf, whichever is less. The DRC is recommending that the Planning Commission reduce the required landscaping from 15% to 9.3% because the applicant has pushed all of their landscaping up onto the frontages. They also have decreased their total sod from 15,300 square feet to 4,100 square feet, which makes only 2% of their entire landscaped area sod. And then that's all going to be up on Cutler. The landscaping down on 100 will be some sort of vegetated xeriscaping. They already have trees there, and I think they'll just probably keep and maintain those and then put some sort of riprap or gravel or something in there. And the buildings that are being altered are away from the public right-of-way or public view, so they are not subject to the same standards that we put for architectural massing and that type of thing. And the buildings that are already up on the frontages are compliant. So that was the site plan. Let me get to a couple renderings for you guys so you can see what's been proposed. This is a good picture that shows you where things actually are. So this is the office building on Cutler that's already existing with the proposed enclosure. So they're just expanding it down. It should match what's existing and just enclose that extra area. This is their new storage shed down on Cutler. I don't know if I mentioned it, but they're also putting a truck washing station right there, and they've been working very closely. It's on the outside, but they've been working very closely with our city engineer on how that's going to drain, how that's going to affect stormwater and all that kind of stuff. And she's satisfied with what they've presented and the product they're using. And so the DRC is recommending approval of the site plan with the conditions that the minimum required landscaping be reduced from 15% to 9.3% in support of water conservation efforts, and due to the location of said landscaping being within the front yard setbacks of the properties. And two engineering red lines, if any, which we just have a few very minor that are just honestly written corrections on the plans.
Great. Thank you, Mackenzie. Mr. Olson, did you want to add anything at this time, or you're good?
I don't think so. I think we're good. We're just, okay. Make sure that we stay good neighbors and keep the facility correctly.
All right. We might have you join us at the microphone if we have any questions for you. Could you, if you could come up to the microphone, that would be helpful. Our minutes secretary is online, so.
Troy Thompson, I'm the COO of Big Dean Construction. I just wanted to mention a couple of things. We are asking for the new entryway from the cul-de-sac. The current driveway we have on the south side entering that cul-de-sac street is never used. There's a fence. It was put there originally for a fire truck access, so that gate almost never opens. And we think it's going to be a little better because it gets hard to get a semi truck in and turned around and so forth. But if we can come in off the cul-de-sac and then exit on Cutler, that'll be much better.
Great. Yeah, I can see how that angle would be tricky for a semi truck.
Yeah. Any other questions while I'm up here?
Any questions from the commission? What is the truck wash? How frequently will that be in use? Is it like a constant thing?
We have a lot of, I would say, medium to small equipment, generators, welders, air compressors, light plants. Our biggest piece is usually a reach forklift. And we want to be able to, in the past, we've had to go down to one of the truck washes that wash the big tractor trailers and sit there and pump $100 to $150 in quarters in it, and it leaves a muddy mess. This particular wash, and it's one of the reasons we went to it, is completely self-contained. So it really only needs a water hookup, and it cleans and filters the water, so you're using the same water all the time. And then what happens, there's a built-in trough inside where you simply pull up the removable grates as it's getting full of debris, and you clean those out in a wheelbarrow, take it away, put the grates back down, and our people on site will manage that. So excellent. To answer your question, how much, on some days it could be used for, you know, two-thirds of the day. Some days it'll be a quarter of the day, but just as equipment rolls off our job site. Some of our equipment stays for a long period of time, like forklifts are usually out for 12 to 18 months, so they don't come back much, but some of the other stuff cycles through a little bit quicker, the smaller items.
Great, thank you. Mm-hmm. Any other questions or discussion from the commission? Opinions from the commission about the landscaping reduction?
No concern at all. I happened to drive through that area, so I swung by and certainly don't see any issue with it. I would make an observation relative to the drought in general. This is, you know, there's some dry grass in that area. And my only concern is we've cut back on water use. We're potentially seeing some trees that are really stressed.
Yeah.
And I've been driving around seeing a lot of tree mortality. So anyway, I'm just concerned about we're going to lose trees with as little water as we're receiving and we're allowed to water.
Yeah. I've noticed that on some of the park strips, too, that the grass and the trees go with it. So,
although this weekend, as a resident of Bountiful, we got a lot of water.
Yeah. we did too here.
It was great.
Any other comments about the landscaping?
This is Commissioner Moss. I have a comment on that, I guess, and a question. Comment, I have no concerns with the landscaping. I think that works great. Is there, on the northern renovation and expansion, I'm just wondering, is there going to be a change in use at all, or is it just an improvement to the site, only because it's so close to residential folks? I wonder if there's an additional impact.
That's a great question. So currently there's a lean-to with an open front, and we've stored stuff in there, but it's really been more stuff that we don't use that much. And we also have, it was mentioned by staff, that we have the lean-to built on Connex boxes and Aluma beams, and it's kind of unsightly, and frankly, it's kind of in the middle of our traffic flow. So that's going to go away, and that primarily houses our expensive riding cement trials and walk-behind trials that need maintenance and repairs. They go out all the time. We pour more concrete than anybody in the state of Utah. And so we're trying to get those in undercover in a heated shop. There'll be unit heaters in there to temper the space. And then we'll have, as we're growing our equipment fleet, we're going to have additional mechanics. So we already have, is it two or three bays, Kurt? Three. So we have three bays. So this will add a few more we won't have full-time mechanics in, but we'll have mechanics that can go in there and work on that stuff, go back to the other side, and so forth. So part of it's storage, part of it's working on that small equipment.
And just so you know, we would classify this business as general contracting or contractor's use, and so the use is not changing. I want to reiterate that it's staff's finding that these improvements are actually going to be less offensive than what's ongoing right now to those neighbors by bringing in some of that storage and taking down that Connex building. And we've had extensive discussions with Big D, and they have been trying their best to be really great neighbors. Like, they don't stack things over the wall that separates the residential uses so that there's not an eyesore. They really are trying to be the best neighbor they can be.
Yeah, and just to add to that, so we've had that wood shop for nearly, you know, somewhere between 15 and 18 years. And we produce a lot of material. So we have an office in Jackson Hole, and we were taking down these old barns and collecting that barn wood, and we'd bring it to North Salt Lake, and we would cut it and and size it and do all of those things, and then it would ship back up to a home. We do a lot of big, you know, multi-million dollar homes up there. We also build a lot of formwork for our concrete crews in the shop, so we're not having to build it out in the weather conditions in the field. And all of this time, we've had to store both the new wood, dimensional lumber, plywood, all of those kinds of things, and all the barn wood out in the open, out in the middle, which further hampered traffic and flow and all those kinds of things. This dry storage is primarily to store all of those wood products, to keep them dry, to keep them from getting wet and twisting and warping and that, those kinds of things.
Great. Thank you for your efforts to be good neighbors with the people behind you. We appreciate that.
We're trying.
These mixed-use areas, so thank you.
And, you know, we do the landscape on the front. We have a commercial-grade landscape contractor that's always took care of that, and we try to stay on top of that. So, you know, usually we have one of the better-looking landscape fronts on Cutler. So
yeah,
we'll keep that up and continue that.
When we took this to DRC, the city manager, Ken Leatham, did say, I love their landscaping more than most landscaping on Cutler Drive. So if they want to reduce landscaping on 100, that's great. So he did. Props to you. The city manager noticed.
Good.
Great.
All right. Well, we thank you very much. We love having that in North Salt Lake. We wouldn't want to be anywhere else. It's central to our location. We have four offices in Utah, from Linden up to Ogden and Salt Lake and Park City. So it serves us really, really well. And we're, like all companies, we're growing and expanding, and we appreciate you guys wanting us in North Salt Lake.
Yeah, so we're glad to have you here. Any other comments from the commission? If not, we can move to a motion.
Commissioner Jorgensen, I'm prepared to offer the motion that the Planning Commission approve the site plan amendment for the Big D NSL yard located at 171 North Cutler Drive and adjoining 912 West 100 North with the following conditions. One, the minimum required landscaping reduced from 15% to 9.3% in support of water conservation efforts, and due to the location of landscaping being within the front setbacks of the property, and two, engineering red lines, if any.
Great, thank you. And do we have a second?
Commissioner Holbrook, second.
Any discussion or comment on the motion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? And the motion passes. All right. Thank you. Thank you for being here, Mr. Thompson, and good luck to you guys. We will move to agenda item number 4, consideration of a site plan approval for Come and Go store number 2507 at 1096 North Redwood Road. Nate Abbott as the applicant. And Mr. Abbott, are you here today? Great. Thank you for being here with us. And Mackenzie.
Just to clarify, this is
Christian
Michelson, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The engineer on behalf of Galloway. Great. So he's still the applicant.
Great.
Okie dokie, guys. It's back before us. We have seen some variation of this subdivision time and time again in the spring and summer. We're finally at site plan approval. So this is just for the lot on the front half that is closest to the intersection. Come and Go gas station is electing to put a new gas station there, tear down the existing building that is quite dilapidated, and put up a new convenience store with a gas canopy for regular vehicles, and then also one for the trucks and trailers and that type of thing. So the property is zoned general commercial, as you know. It is 2.646 acres in size. There's currently no curb and gutter along Redwood Road, and so there is really no driveway access or real official driveway access to this property. They don't have anything over on 1100 North either. So the applicant is working with UDOT to get permission to put a new driveway on Redwood Road. They have provided staff with proof of their variance request to do so. We've had extensive conversations with them and how that will function. Ultimately, the Redwood Road drive approach placement is going to be up to UDOT, but we do have say in the size, and I will get to that point momentarily. The applicant will provide improvements such as the curb and gutter, sidewalk, and landscaping along Redwood Road and 1100 North. City code allows the Planning Commission to modify the size of drive approaches in the commercial and industrial zones. The standard for drive approaches is maximum 40 feet wide. The applicant is requesting that the Planning Commission approve the driveway on Redwood Road at a width of 46.5 feet, and then the easternmost driveway on 1100 North with a width of 57.56 feet. The westernmost driveway on 1100 North will be our standard 40-foot driveway, so there's no exception made to the code on that one. During concept plan approval, the Planning Commission requested the applicant to provide a traffic memo that would inform on how the proposed approaches would affect the traffic flow on 1100. They did that, and I do have a copy if you'd like to see it. It's way beyond me, so I gave it to my city engineer, and she reviewed it, and she found that, and the traffic memo also found, that if the westernmost driveway is a ride-in, ride-out only, then the easternmost driveway can operate as an unrestricted driveway with an extended width. And that was based on the calculations of use and things like that that he can talk about way more than I can. There's a specific code that, again, beyond me, I tried to read it. So basically, the city engineer is satisfied with the driveway locations and with the extended widths, assuming that UDOT approves the Redwood Road one. So city code requires that convenience stores such as this provide one parking stall per 200 square feet of floor space. The proposed building is 5,620 square feet and therefore requires a minimum of 29 parking stalls, two of which have to be ADA compliant. The applicant has provided 26 standard parking stalls, three truck parking stalls, and two ADA compliant stalls for a total of 31 stalls. So they are overparked from our code, which is great. We love that. Again, with the landscaping, the new ordinance is applicable to this property. They are required to provide a minimum of 15% landscaping. They are providing 30% landscaping. And then of that landscaped area, no more than 5% or 5,000 square feet, whichever is less, can be sod. The applicant is currently proposing 5,779 square feet of sod, and we as staff have asked him to reduce that to your 5,000 because that's what code says, and they said they were happy to do that and are going to be making that adjustment if they haven't already. He did send me revisions, but I haven't had a chance to look at them. So one of the conditions we would like to place as a DRC is that the reduction of sod or lawn is lessened to 5,000 square feet or less. As far as our architectural review and standards, this building meets every single one as far as design, massing, roof variation. It's got all of those criteria. And then along with the location and the size and everything for their gas canopies, which are before you. And then their garbage enclosure also meets our standard with the masonry walls. They have also placed that behind the building so it won't be in the front or become a nuisance. With all that being said, the DRC is recommending approval of the site plan for Come and Go, store number 2507, located at 1096 North Redwood Road, with the conditions of completion of engineering red lines and reduction of sod lawn to less than 5,000 square feet. And just to touch on that engineering red lines, just like the last application, they're very minor, and I'm pretty sure they're just like, put this note on the plat or put this note on the, not plat, the plans so that we have it and we can show that we process that properly. So that's it.
Great, thank you, Mackenzie. Any comments or discussion?
This is Commissioner Moss. I guess I just have a process question. If UDOT doesn't approve that driveway, what happens next? Or does that come back to us? Or
so it's UDOT's jurisdiction. So we have really no control over that. I think that would be more of a question for Christian, whether that would make or break his project, or if they have an alternative solution. Christian, do you want to come approach the mic? But the city would basically stay out of it. We would maybe support and say, We find there to be no issue, and I think our engineer has already drafted a letter that they are sending to UDOT on this behalf saying, from our findings, we support this, but ultimately it's their decision.
Yeah, so we're definitely deep into the process of dealing with UDOT on this particular access, and their review times are lengthy. The process hasn't been quick, and ultimately, you know, they've asked for some things that we don't feel like we can give them. We don't own the property that is required to give them what they want, and so, you know, we're pushing back a little bit on that, but they've already approved our variance for the location of that drive entry. And if you look at the current condition, that entire frontage along the west side of that lot is currently just like an uncontrolled access. And so ultimately, my feeling and my experience is that they're going to accept it at some point. They're just doing what they do and making it as hard as possible to get there. So
awesome. Thank you. I was just curious. And
yeah.
I
guess one more thing on that. Like, if we were to have to make some sort of revision there, which we're hoping to not have to do that, you know, I would hope that it would be a minor enough change that we could have that approved at a staff level. So, thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And just out of curiosity, is there review of that because of its location to 1100 North?
Are you talking about the access on Redwood?
Yeah.
It's because they're putting a driveway on Redwood, period. When you start messing with UDOT's frontages, they require very extensive permitting, whether that just be even a contractor doing a curb cut to tie in a little utility or putting a brand new drive approach in. UDOT has very extensive processes that it has nothing to do with the proximity to 1100. It's just because it's UDOT right of way.
Okay. Then I would really hope, I agree with the applicant that I would hope UDOT would see what its current state is versus what we're hoping to do.
So, Mackenzie, I had a little bit of difficulty tracking all the small call-out bubbles and what was what and whatever, but can we just make sure we understand what we're going to end up with in terms of sidewalk? For example, Hugo to the south has got sidewalk there. It looked to me like that there was a continuation of that, but can you clarify what we're ending up with in the way of sidewalks here?
Yes. So the sidewalk is going to extend into this property along Redwood Road. They have to meet our standard sidewalks for Redwood Road. It's, I don't know, I sent it to you like 8 times. Is it 5 feet?
I think it's 5 feet.
I could pull it up again. We don't do enough for me to have that memorized. But they had to meet our standard for park strip width, which was more than your standard, and sidewalk width. And I'm 90% sure that's 5 feet. It's matching Hugo. And then the sidewalk up on 1100 is already existing and in good condition. So correct me if I'm wrong, but they're not touching that except for where they're putting in their utilities or their accesses. Yep. So.
Back on that access issue, to your point, Commissioner Holbrook, we have, based on experience here, we have asked the city engineer to give us a letter of support for the current configuration. We feel if somebody goes first, then that tends to speed up the process because we don't get this kind of thing going on where they say, well, if they do it, then we'll do it. So we've asked for that letter, and I think she agreed to do that. So we really appreciate your helping us move that forward. Happy to answer any other questions too.
Hey, you stay right there. So this is Commissioner Tucker. I still don't like that west access on 1100 North, but it is Karen's call. So I just want to know how you intend to enforce the right in, right out, because I don't see any islands or any directional prohibiting devices.
So a little bit of a contradiction there. Our understanding is that is not a right in, right out. It is a right in, right out, left in. So if you're sitting in the left-hand turn bay queue, you could choose to turn into that. But there's no left out. That's the only movement there that we understand is prohibited. And basically during our conversation, it's going to essentially be self-policing at this point based upon the queuing of the traffic in that left-hand turn bay. I understand that sometimes it's significant. And in those cases, what's going to happen is people are going to come from the front of the store, they're going to see that queue, and they're going to move to the farther northeast entry and make a left-hand turn there.
So in addition to that, I think the right in, right out only is what we're saying, but at 2 a.m, if someone's driving down the road and wants to make a left turn into that drive approach because no one is around, they could very much do that, just because that's the typical rules of the road and self-policing and that type of thing. So when we say the right in, right out, I think we're expecting more of the standard that will just be self-policed. And then in addition to that, we did talk about signage, directional signs, kind of like what we have down at the Maverick on Center. Mm-hmm. The city engineer felt very strongly about not adding in those little concrete barriers. What are they called?
Pork chops.
Didn't know that. She said they can be more problematic for whatever reason. And so she was like, that's not something we want to do. We want to just sign it appropriately. And then if it's 1 o'clock on a Sunday and people can pull in safely, then they'll maneuver. So, and if they can't, then they'll go up and around. So, and we can, if this becomes a problem, just like what happened down on Center Street, we address those things, right? And actually, you did the Maverick on Center too, right? So we've learned from that. We had lengthy discussions, but I hope that answers your question a little bit more.
We've learned from that too.
Yeah, lots of discussions.
So just out of curiosity, somebody who had a truck and a trailer, would they be pulling back to the truck bays, or would they be able to navigate the ones on the west?
No, most likely not pulling back to the truck bays. We're basically thinking of that as local truck traffic fueling. It's set up for a dual fuel, so it's not your average, you know, diesel truck and trailer. I mean, you could pull back there with a diesel truck and trailer and fill up. But those, it's kind of deceptive how wide that drive aisle is in the front. We actually have to get our fueling truck in there, which is a fairly large truck. It's a WB50 truck. And so it's a pretty large truck, and we get that in there in order to fill up those fuel tanks. So there's plenty of room to maneuver, even if you did have like a, you know, diesel truck and a trailer, you could get through.
Yeah, I would just make the observation of somebody who pulls a, you know, camp trailer type of thing.
Yeah.
It's often very confusing where they intend you to go.
Yeah.
And you have to judge very carefully whether you can navigate the amount of traffic and the space provided. And then a lot of times you get blocked in anyway.
Agreed. Yep.
Not to go too off topic, but I did just confirm that the standard for the Redwood Road sidewalk is 5 feet. With an 8-foot
park strip.
Yep, and they did meet that requirement. So they are extending, just like I said.
Any other questions or discussion? If not, we can move to a motion if we're ready to do that.
Thank you very much. We're excited to be coming to North Salt Lake.
Great, thank you. Yep. Actually, I have one question for you, Mackenzie. The light pole that's on the corner there, is that part of this renovation, the one that gets hit all the time right now?
On 1100 and Redwood?
There's a pole right there that is really tricky for semi-trucks to make when they're turning left, when there's a queue in the left lane there.
We had no discussion about any power poles moving or anything like that. We actually were, it's a very hard process to go through with Rocky Mountain Power, and it's very expensive. We actually allowed this applicant to put their street trees on the inside of the sidewalk because of those. So yeah. I don't know that there's a ton we can do there, especially also because it is UDOT's right of way.
Right.
The one light pole you can see down by the drive approach on Redwood, I did bring up to the applicant and said, is there anything we can do? Like, can we put up a barrier or anything like that? And because it's UDOT's right of way, we really can't do anything.
Yeah.
Like
that, both the right turn and the left in right there is
hopefully Rocky Mountain Power will get sick of fixing it and move it. Right? Okay. That's how that works.
Yeah. All right. Motion whenever anyone is ready, or we can just make sure we've looked at everything we want to and think it through for a little bit.
I'll go back to what I said originally. I still think this is a betterment on that use of the, that particular property. So I think this is a big plus.
This is Commissioner Moss. I have a little apprehension about the driveway still, but I fully trust the city engineer. So with that, I will make a motion. I move that the Planning Commission recommend the approval of the site plan for the Come and Go store number 2507 located at 1096 North Redwood Road with the following two conditions, completion of engineering red lines and two, reduction of the sod and lawn to less than 5,000 square feet.
Great, thank you. And do we have a second?
Commissioner Jorgensen, second.
Thank you. Any further discussion or comment that anyone wants to make on that motion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Nay.
That is Commissioner Tucker. And the motion passes. All right, thank you for being here. We look forward to seeing your progress on that property and the improvement to that corner there. And we will move to agenda item number 5, report on city council action.
Okay, McKenzie. The only item that went to the city council last week was the Bird Scooters pilot agreement. Since they received the conditional use permit from you guys about a month ago, we did take the actual agreement for signatures. There was a clause we changed on your behalf. It was part of the condition. I don't remember. Oh, it's clear
termination. I had mentioned something about termination.
Yes, clear termination clause. So we did get that added. The city council did approve it. I guess there was lengthy discussion about safety and things like that. And I think part of it is on the city side, when it's time to roll things out, we are going to make a real effort to post on our social media and post around town and things like in our newsletter about safety and where you can ride the scooters and should you wear a helmet and things like that. So we're going to do our part as a city to really encourage safe micromobility.
I appreciate that. That was a lot of my concern, and particularly if you just simply observe what actually happens, Salt Lake and otherwise, but I think that's important. So I appreciate that. We'll see how it goes.
Yep, it's a one year.
I would say that, you know, the reason I voted against it, I was totally unsatisfied with the answers that were given us.
Yeah, I think the city council had really lengthy discussion with a lot of the same things that you brought up, Commissioner Jorgensen. So they ultimately decided to sign it. And I think part of that was that we are really going to do our best as the public side of it to inform people. And then the reminder that this is a 1 year trial period and we are trying to move more towards micro mobility, especially in our town center and things like that. So we're going to give it a shot. We're going to see how it works and hopefully it's great.
We'll start a whole department in charge of the sidewalk maintenance.
A whole department in charge of bird scooters. No, it's going to be me and our communications director.
We're going to go and file down all the sidewalks and make sure there's no.
That's it.
Quick question on that. What will happen at the end of the year? Does that come back to us? And I'm assuming city council for sure, but will we see that again?
I don't think we have to come back for the conditional use permit. I'll have to look at it. I think as long as the agreement is re-signed by the city council, it won't be a pilot agreement. It'll be a more formal agreement, which I'm sure we'll still have a time limit to. but I don't know that it has to come back before you. If you would like to stay in the loop on it, I will do my best to remind everyone a year from now and say, here we are again. But
when are they expecting the scooters to be out?
I don't think it'll be for at least like 3 to 4 months, because they still have to find their facilitator, I think is what they call it. And we've kind of put more restrictions on them than other cities, because we won't allow it to be a home occupation, because it's going to require use of the garage. And I think it'll be very obvious to the neighbors what those people are doing. So they've got to find somewhere in the industrial park or in a different city.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. And approval of the minutes from July 26th. Any comments on the minutes or?
One minor edit. Line 33, change 426 to 425.
And a motion to approve the minutes, if that's the only correction.
Commissioner Jorgensen, make a motion to approve the minutes with the one correction.
Thank you. And a second?
I'll second, Commissioner Tucker.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, and with that, we are adjourned.
Recording stopped.
Thanks for joining, Bill. I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.